Good evening, everybody. This is Mark Polite of PoliteOnSociety.com. And as you know, there's a lot going on in this election. It's practically mid-January, and things are developing in such a rapid manner that it's hard for me to take time to sit down and write about this. We just had a debate this past Sunday, the three main Democratic candidates, and the news gets just more ridiculous by the moment. I'm sure most of you have heard by now that Sarah Palin has up and endorsed Donald Trump. Well, not surprising. Those two really go together as far as intelligence is concerned, so there's no surprise there. But just a few points that I wanted to talk about in just analyzing what I've saw, and I didn't get a chance to really give you all my debate reaction from Sunday. So I just wanted to get into a little bit of that. Honestly, while I am, of course, I'm not endorsing anybody, but to look at it objectively, if you had to give the debate to somebody on Sunday, I can easily say that, Bernie Sanders took it, because I mean he came out very sharp, and he is very strident in his populism. And he does not even let up as far as his viewpoints on being the candidate of against Wall Street and against, corruption in the government and everything like that. And honestly, besides some of his shaky statements on foreign policy and his general lack of knowledge of things that go on in the Middle East, I would say that he's honestly the winner in that debate. And you can kind of see the evidence of these things, of his momentum building up to the point where it's in question about whether or not he's going to take Iowa. And it's kind of funny to watch all this kind of occur all over again. I'm sure some of you have saw on my page that I've shared the story that Rangel just so happened to say about Bernie, about how he won't be able to connect with the African American community. And some of my readers also mentioned that he made the same statements back in 2007 about President Obama. So, if you want to look at it like that, who knows? Bernie Sanders just might be on the right side of history. But, beyond that, going back to the debate, I just feel as though that Hillary really got slammed on the Wall Street question. I mean, from both O'Malley and Sanders, obviously. And, it's going to be really hard for her to repackage herself. It's her race to lose. The only thing that I will say, just as a observer about the Sanders campaign, is that there's one thing that I don't think he's doing effectively, and I think unless he really makes it explicit, it's going to seem like he's splitting hairs. Like, one thing I noticed from the debate, I really don't feel as though Bernie Sanders has really done a great job enough of explaining the difference between the Affordable Care Act and what he's proposing for Medicare for all, single payer. It's a very detailed argument as to what the differences are. And if you're not going to fully articulate those in a way that people who are listening to you for the first time can really grasp, I don't know if you get the attention of your potential voters. On the other side, another thing I wanted to mention too, this whole reparations thing, his Bernie stance on reparations, that's going to hurt him. And I don't see how he gets out of this so quickly, especially
when a lot of the primaries start hitting the South. Not to say that at all that Hillary Clinton is for reparations, but the thing is, she's a lot more experienced in navigating a lot of the sentiments of the African American community to a better extent than he is. So I think to a certain extent, she's gonna maybe play into that. There's already pieces going around the internet about this. And, you know, besides that, I'd also like to say that it was a short-sighted thing on his part to really not mention the Flint, Michigan situation, because the fact that he let Hillary beat him to saying that, right, about making a declaration of it, even though he solidarized with her after the fact, right, it would have been a perfect example. It would have been a perfect opportunity to point towards the crumbling infrastructure of this country. The fact that a city that's over 60% black can be, you know, subject to so many, to such a, you know, poisoning. And the fact that Snyder is, you know, even still in the office. I mean, that speaks volumes. So, you know, we're just looking towards everything that's going on now, and we're looking towards, you know, Iowa and the following states. So we'll just see, you know, what happens here. And it's going to look like it's going to be a long race for Hillary, much like it was back in 2008. So, you know, that's what I have to really say about it. And those are just my thoughts for the moment. I should have mentioned it early in the podcast. Today is January 19th, 2016. And those are my thoughts on this race at the moment. If you want to comment on this post, you know, or send me an email of your opinion, feel free to do so. I'm available to contact anybody at mark.w.polite@gmail.com. And I hope to hear from you soon. All right, so let's get into these. Let's just keep observing to see what happens. All right, good night, everyone.